I'm Jim Canning. I'm the vicar of St Paul's Church in the Vauxhall Road. I very much like this job, and I've been here for 30 years. I came to Coventry because I lived in the Lake District. It was very nice living in the Lake District, except everywhere you wanted to go was a long way. The bishop wanted me to go and be a vicar in Barrow-in-Furness, which I didn't want to go to, was there they make submarines, and I decided I wanted to be the vicar in a place where they made cars. So I applied for a job in Coventry, and I was 10 years too young. But the committee that had been formed to make the appointment decided that I was the person they needed. It was a complete change from where I was, with a large Asian community, a very busy industrial area. All the car factories were in production at the time. Courtaulds was still had two factories. The only difficult thing was that Herbert's had just closed because it was just after the Margaret Thatcher government had been elected, and they closed the place down and 14,000 people were made redundant, which is hard to imagine, but in those days there were very few people in the congregation who had a job. This church welcomes people of all nations. I don't think we're the only influence, but we are a huge influence on the neighbourhood, because I'm rather proud of being able to say that all the minority ethnic community groups, mosques, Gurdwaras, as the Sikh temples are called, and Hindu temples, were started off in St Paul's Church Hall. I greatly respect the other religious groups in a way that some Christian people find very difficult. I know that under English law, we're all equal. I don't see anything wrong with being a Muslim. All my best friends are Muslims. We're people of the Old Testament. You know, and they're lovely, lovely, good, honest, upright people in general, get a very bad press, which is most unfair. There are easy places to live. Anybody can find a job, a place where nobody expects you to do any more. You can live in a country town and everybody will think you're wonderful. The only people who are mad would go and work in Vauxhall, where you never know what you're going to meet. But on the other hand, if you can cope with it, it's absolutely fabulous. You know, and something new happens every day. It is a microcosm of the world, and you know, I feel very sorry for people who live in all white environments, because they live in an unreal world. We're very fortunate. In all the immigrant communities start off here. Though we are a bit of a sort of downtrodden area in many ways, the people love the place.